Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 19, 1805. A glimmer of hope. The Corps are currently struggling over the Bitterroot Mountains on what is now known as the Lolo Pass. The way is dangerous, steep, and heavily timbered. Game is so scarce they've had to kill and eat two of their own horses, and on the 16th, it began to snow. The lack of food, the difficulty of movement on the bad road, and being constantly cold and wet have greatly affected the morale of the Corps. So, to buck them up, the captains devise a plan to separate. Clark takes 6 hunters with him and goes on ahead to find food, and Lewis stays with the rest of the party. From the top of what is believed to be Sherman Peak, both captains spot an open, level valley ahead. Both captains write about what's happening where he is. We hear from Lewis first.
Set out this morning a little after sunrise and continued our route about the same course of yesterday, or south 20 degrees west, for 6 miles. When the ridge terminated and we, to our inexpressible joy, discovered a large tract of prairie country lying to the southwest and widening as it appeared to extend to the west through that plain the Indian informed us that the Columbia River, in which we were in search, runs. This plain appeared to be about 60 miles distant, but our guide assured us that we should reach its borders tomorrow. The appearance of this country, our only hope for subsistence, greatly revived the spirits of the party already reduced and much weakened for the want of food. After leaving the ridge, we ascended and descended several steep mountains in the distance of 6 miles further, when we struck a creek about 15 yards wide. The road was excessively dangerous along this creek, being a narrow, rocky path, generally on the side of a steep precipice from which, in many places, if either man or horse were precipitated, they would inevitably be dashed in pieces. Fraser's horse fell from this road in the evening and rolled with his load near 100 yards into the creek. We all expected that the horse was killed, but, to our astonishment, when the load was taken off him, the horse arose to his feet and appeared to be but little injured. In 20 minutes, he proceeded with his load. This was the most wonderful escape I ever witnessed. Captain Meriwether Lewis, September 19, 1805.
Clark and his hunting party are also having a hard time of it.
Set out early. Proceeded on up the Hungry Creek, passing through a small glade at 6 miles, at which place we found a horse. I directed him killed and hung up for the party, after taking a breakfast off for ourselves, which we thought fine. After breakfast, proceeded on up the creek 2 miles and left it to our right. I killed 2 pheasants, but few birds are to be seen. Blue jay, small white-headed hawk, some crows and ravens and large hawks. As we descend the mountain, the heat becomes more perceptible every mile. Captain William Clark, September 19, 1805.
Tomorrow, the Nez Perce.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.